Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with a special edition of your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hope you're all having a good, safe, somewhat cooler Sunday on a day that I know a great deal of the country, including the Midwest and here on the East Coast, is dealing with some pretty significant heat advisories. Hope you're staying safe wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Wanted to jump on here on Sunday. I know I missed you guys on Friday. Just had a ton of stuff kind of snowball on me, but I didn't want to leave town this week for vacation without connecting with you guys, Packers fans worldwide. That's what we do here. But yes, I will be out of commission. There won't be a daily this week. I will have content dropping on the YouTube channel throughout the week, so be sure you're still tuning in. There's still some great conversations that I've had with Andy Herman, Bill Schmid, be some other goodies for you guys. So be sure you're still checking in with Cheesehead TV while I'm away, but there will be no Packers Daily for the next 3 or 4 days. I may do one at the end of the week. We'll see how the week transpires. But like I said, didn't want to pull up stakes and leave town without chatting with you guys and really encouraging you all to take your own vacation. This is something that Corey and I talked about a couple weeks ago, and I do think it's interesting that because of the way content creation and how teams are covered, how the league is covered, has really stretched into a 365 kind of going concern, right? And the league has obviously wanted that. They have made it so that there are headlines all the time, as long as possible, in the league that has the longest offseason of them all. And we as media members and content creators constantly give you guys content throughout the year, even when there's very little going on. And I encourage each and every one of you to try and dive into something a little different over the course of the next week or two. And I know I'm not saying don't consume football content, because I know you're going to, because you're diehards. That's what you do. But yeah, like, you know, whatever other interests you might have, whether it's Corey with his gardening, myself, I dive into making music, right, with Motel Men. Whatever it is in your life that isn't football, I highly encourage you to get, you know, a little deeper into that these next few weeks. Obviously, we'll be back gunning for bear here, leading into training camp on July 23rd. But I think it's a healthy thing. If you're a fan, especially, who is obsessed with the team, who lives and dies with every transaction and every kind of development in the offseason, which I totally get. And I appreciate, because it's what makes Cheesehead TV a going concern, allows me to pay my rent here in New York. But I do think it's a really healthy thing if you spend this next, you know, couple weeks here just, you know, not getting away from it, because I know you can't turn it off. I know I can't. But, you know, just making sure that you're exploring all the other avenues in your life that maybe get a little short shrift when football season's happening. I know I have plenty of those in my life, and I'm sure you probably do as well. That's my, I'm not going to say plea, because I think that's a little too strong a word, but that's my recommendation. Let's put it that way. I just think there's a ton of stuff out there to get into, whether it is the arts, whether it is other sports, whether it is, I don't know, hell, read a book, you know, learn about history. I would highly recommend not paying attention to current events, but, you know, if that's your thing, do that as well. Just get away from football for a little bit. I think that's very, very healthy. And that's what I'll be doing this week. But I will be back. I will certainly be back to satiate the Packers appetite that you all have and that I certainly appreciate. Good to see everybody in the comments section. What's going on? Soder right here at the start saying bonus coverage. I guess it's bonus coverage. I felt bad that I missed you guys on Friday, so I did want to jump on here and get, a bit of a chat before I unplug, so to speak. Before we get going, though, let's make sure we give a shout-out to our good friends over at Ticket King. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King. for all your Packers ticket needs. Do it, folks. What's going on? Got some folks mixing it up here. Heebs, how you doing, man? Good to see you. Joe, heat index 101 right now. Yeah, it's a rough one, man. This is pretty significant here across the country. I know Milwaukee's getting it bad. I know it's worse. The worst of it is supposed to hit here in New York starting tomorrow. It's already begun, obviously, today. But I'm just happy that it just coincides with me getting out of the city. I kind of like it. I didn't plan it that way, but I like it. Chet, how are you, man? Thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. Could you see us using Williams similar to how the Niners use Debo? I think there's a possibility there. I don't know how much we'll see kind of, you know, taking the ball to Jordan Love's hands, so to speak, on certain plays in the red zone. But I do think that's a possibility as well. I do think, yeah, they're going to explore a lot of different avenues. But I also think they do see him as a wide receiver, a traditional kind of flanker, right? And I think they will bring him along in that capacity. But in the meantime, yeah, I think you'll see him utilized, you know, a little bit on the kind of end around stuff, probably out of the backfield, traditionally just carrying the football at times. I think they're going to try and get the ball in his hands in space. He is an excellent, you know, yards after the catch guy. It's just getting that ball in his hands is going to be the key, especially early on. I think, you know, the Debo style stuff, yes, I think you'll see a smattering of that, but I don't think it will be just that. I do think, like I said, they see him as a wide receiver long term. Soder, there is only one thing, and that is the Green Bay Packers. Sir, I happen to know that that's not true. Because, case in point for yourself, Disney is not a thing, sir. Is that what you're telling me? See, I know that's not true. This is my point. Just, you know, just mix it up a little bit. That's all you got to do. Chad, I can't get away from football. I have a serious problem. It's not a problem, man. If that's what fills you, if that's what fills your soul, rock on, dude. I just happen to think there's really good ways to kind of get away from the game and kind of recharge your battery, so to speak, and appreciate it more. That's the other thing. I was thinking about this the other day. It's so wild to me now, thinking back when I was a kid or even just a teenager, and even in college, like when I was in Chicago. Like the idea of not being able to watch Packers games whenever I wanted, which is now the case, right? Between NFL Plus or the YouTube kind of deep dives that you can go on and watch tons of different games, right? But man, there was this moment in life where a good long moment growing up where you that last game happened. And then maybe you caught a glimpse of the Packers, you know, at practice in the off season on the local news at 5 o'clock. Right. But then you didn't really see the Packers in uniform again until like a preseason game, unless you went up to training camp. And that absence made that kind of re-entry into football season, that kind of reconnecting with the team, man, gave it that real kind of jolt and that kind of, oh yeah, here we go. And now it's like I was talking about earlier, it's so 365 and you're connected all the time and you can watch any Packers game you want, essentially anytime you want. I don't know. There's no kind of extended period where you don't have it in your life to make you appreciate it that much more when it's time to get going again. And I know we all want the real games. That is obviously the thing that we all kind of coalesce around and we really celebrate, etc. But it ain't like you don't have an ability to have football in your life all the time here in the year 2025. And that wasn't always the case. So I think that's kind of what feeds me here in trying to get away from it for a little bit, unplug a little bit, and then kind of reconnect, right? I just think that was the rhythm of my youth. I understand that that's not so much the case anymore. JP, thanks for the super chat, man. Chances Hardman makes the team. I think they're pretty decent. I don't think it's a done deal. I think his contract, you know, it's really easy to move on from him if they want. There's very little penalty for doing so. And if everyone else on the team and that at the wide receiver spot balls out, then maybe they make an easy decision there. But that said, I think he's clearly their best punt returner just walking in the door. There's no question there. And it sounds like from everything we've heard during OTAs and minicamp, he's showed up a couple times, right, from scrimmage. He's made some big plays. And I'm not thinking, oh, they're going to make that a part of the game plan, but that is going to help his cause. When they're in those rooms at the end of camp, going through the roster, making their cases and talking about who should stay and who should go, he puts another few of those types of practices and weeks together during training camp, it's going to be hard to cut him. You know, and I've said that kind of since they signed him, is instantly walking in the door, he adds value simply because, A, he's the vet in the room. He's the oldest dude in the wide receiving group at I think it's 27 years old. And he's played at a high level, you know, most of his career. Now, there was the jaunt with the Jets that, you know, you can kind of ignore. But, yeah, he's a valuable piece. And, like I said, it is easy to cut him. But, man, he has the chance to make it a really difficult decision. And I think he will. I think he ends up making the team. That would be my guess. Chet, if you can get carry the G in Illinois, I'll drink a few cases a week. Well, it is in Chicago, sir. A number of different places. Get yourself, if you're near Chicago, get yourself to the easiest one, Will's Northwoods. They have it. There you go. What else we got here, folks? Dave's what? Not here, man. What's up, man? Always end up having to listen to your replays. First live stream I've gotten to join. Well, thanks for joining us, man. Wish I could do more Sundays, but, you know, I got stuff, world life going on, but happy to have you joining us here live, man. Thanks for checking it out today and checking out the replays. Really appreciate you, man. Oh, Soder going full nostalgia here. Two-a-day practices, night practices, always in full pads, live contact. I yearn for training camp of yore, man. Look, yeah, I've talked about this a million times. I understand why they don't do that anymore. I miss the night practices, though, dude. Oh, that shit was magic. Man, that there was no better vibe than a night practice at Ray-Nitschke Field mid-August. Still really warm, obviously. It's, you know, summer, but lights are on. Pads are popping. It's a vibe in the stands. Oh, it was just, yeah, that shit was magic. It was so good. Ryan, thanks for the super chat, man. Better movie franchise, Star Wars or Mission Impossible? Well, you know I'm going to say Star Wars. I understand the kind of case for Mission Impossible. I don't know. These last like three or four movies especially, they've kind of just been all the same to me. But they're entertaining, and they're definitely a great reason to get to the theater. It's going to be interesting to see how Star Wars picks back up once they start making movies again. I know the Mandalorian and Grogu movie comes out, what, next year? I'll see that. I'm excited about it, but you know, overall, yeah, I gotta say Star Wars, obviously. Joe, thanks for the super chat, man. Room for four running backs on the 53, or a Wilson and Brooks battling for the last spot? I think it's gonna be a battle between the two for certain. Now that this, of course, depends upon Marshawn Lloyd showing out and doing what he's supposed to do, which I think most people assume he will. But that said, I'd be surprised if there are four running backs kept. That doesn't mean they can't or won't, but I do think, yeah, Wilson and Brooks will be battling. And look, they've got, I think, one or even two running backs on the practice squad, if I remember right. Or not practice squad, I'm sorry, undrafted free agents. That'll be certainly heard from. You never really know who pops in these summer practices. But I do think Wilson and Brooks are obviously the odds-on favorites. And I think with that third spot, you know, it's really going to come down to teams. Who's able to contribute the most on special teams? And I think both of them can. I think Brooks is the better pass protector. But, you know, Wilson, he's a vet. He knows the system. It's going to be a battle. For that, there is little doubt. Brandy, thanks for the super chat. How are you? If you can recall, what was the deal with defensive end Shannon Clavel, 16 career games, but has a Super Bowl ring? Well, that's a name I've not heard for a long time. A long time. I don't recall much. I'll tell you that. What the deal was, couldn't tell you the deal. That's a name that barely registers in the old memory, Brandy. I remember a lot of kind of minutia, a lot of kind of interesting little things, but that one's going to escape me, unfortunately. Rai, how are you, man? Considering Love's week one injury, I'm still just grateful he was able to return and make the playoffs. Underrated accomplishment for him and the team. I think that's a really good point, Rai. And I know there are going to be people out there who are like, oh, it doesn't matter. He lost in the playoffs. He threw with three interceptions. And it's like, dog, I want a quarterback who wants to be out there, who wants to come back early, which he probably did against the Vikings, right? But man, you hand him that contract, and then he gets hurt, and he's still fighting like hell to get back on the field and fight through it, right? Yeah, I'm with you. That's the sign of a leader. That's the sign of a guy who understands the responsibility of being the franchise quarterback, of being the face of the franchise, etc., and wanting to lead his team. And it sure seems like the guys around him respond to it, right? You can't tell me that Jordan Love's teammates don't appreciate that. So, yeah, I'm with you. It was a disappointing end of the season, no doubt about it. But I appreciated what Jordan went through just to play that most of last season, right? Chet, thanks again, man. I look for Wyatt to have a stellar season. I do, too. He just has to stay on the field. Like, for everything that gets talked about, regarding like Jair, which is the most recent example, the guys being unable to stay on the field. Wyatt was really snake bit last year. You know, like there were several games or at least three games where he got off to a really hot start and then just had to be taken off the field because of some injury or other. If he can stay on the field in this system with this surrounding cast, I do think, yeah, I'm with you, man. I think he can make some people kind of look silly up front. I think he is going to pressure the quarterback. I think he is going to make some big plays. Just has to be available. Here's hoping, man, because I'm with you. JP, looks like Mr. Banky is getting some work done on the house. He is. He most certainly is. I'm very much looking forward to seeing it all when I get there in August. Rai, this is an interesting question. Do you think the Packers struggles through the 70s and 80s strengthened your connection to the team and made the success from 95 onward more enjoyable? I think the last part is certainly true. I think having gone through, you know, supporting the Packers when they were dog shit, which is essentially what they were for a lot of the years I was a kid. Yeah, man, it made all of that stuff from 95 on so much sweeter. There's no doubt about that. If it strengthened my connection to the team, I don't know, man. I think most of that was just, I've talked about it so many times. It's just in my blood, man. Like my grandfather taking me to Lambeau when I was 3 years old in his seats, you know, like when that's your earliest memory in life, that's just life, you know? So I don't know. Maybe, you know, the fact that I didn't get to watch them win a whole lot the first couple decades that I was alive, that maybe, yeah, maybe that did strengthen the connection. But it was never really about that. It was always just there. It's part of what I do, who I am, part of my upbringing, personality, you know, pick a thing. But yeah, I don't know. But the second part, definitely zero question about it. And I see it all the time on Twitter. I see it all the time on the internet where I understand, especially you're talking about social media, even here on YouTube, the audience skews younger and they've only ever known success. They've only ever known a team that is contending for championships, that has a great quarterback, that wins more than it loses. Like that is their existence. So yeah, I don't think they appreciate it as much as they should. That's why I talk about Entitled Town. And of course they called me an old man and you know, the game's moved on and you don't know what the hell you're talking about, but it is interesting how more often than not, and I talk about Nagler's never right, and it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but yeah, I'm wrong a lot. I got 100% wrong on a bunch of stuff. But on the long-tail stuff, I'm usually on the right side of things because I've seen it happen so many times. The cycle that is the Green Bay Packers and how they operate is a pretty good one. It's a pretty successful one, especially when you compare it to the 70s and 80s and how they were run back then, you know? Having seen both, I prefer this. That's just where I'm at. Manuel, what's up? Thanks for checking out the stream, man. I'm the only guy in the family who likes this sport and got made fun of because I didn't choose the most followed NFL teams outside of the U.S. This shit means something to me, man. I love that, dude. I love that. That's awesome. And I love that you picked the Packers, obviously. And I get it, man. Sometimes the family doesn't understand, right? Sometimes people around you, your friends, they're going to think you're a little odd or a little different or whatever. But, man, here, the Green Bay Packers, you know you got family. You know we're all with you. Rai, I agree. Saying the Josh Allen Bills really remind me of the 2011 to 2016 Packers teams. All-time QB, solid coach, questionable, everything else. Well, what always strikes me about the Bills, and you're talking about like they're kind of on the come up, right? Or they have been. Obviously can't break through, have that Chiefs problem, etc. But they and their fan base really remind me of when the Packers were on the ascension, right, with Favre. And it really kind of got drilled home when, I think it was 2 years ago or something, they won a playoff game or two playoff games or whatever, and they were coming back, and the fans were just insane at the airport, right, to greet them. And that's what it was like in Green Bay when, you know, Favre, Reggie, Mike Holmgren, all those guys would get off the plane. Strobel was just packed with people after playoff games or even after they lost, right? Now you don't see that so much. Yeah, there's still people there, obviously. I'm not saying that people don't go to the airport. They do. But not like this. Not like the fans for the Bills are doing. Because, again, they're in a different kind of timeline, right? I'm not going to say we're fat and contented, but we are in a different world where most of the younger generations have only known success. So it's a little different, you know? Sorry, getting here late. Any word on Belton signing? No, Bill. I would be surprised if you heard anything on Belton until like a week before camp. Everybody's going to be gone. Everybody's going to be wrapping things up in the offseason. They'll all get away. They'll all go to like whatever vacation destination. And I'm not just talking about the Packers. I'm talking about like agents, negotiate, Russ Ball, etc. Everyone's going to go away, do their thing for the summer. They'll come back and most likely things will get hammered out. Because look, it's not just the Packers. It's most, I think, all but two, maybe three teams have unsigned second round picks, right? It's going to take a bit of work for that logjam to get. And we talked to Brian about this on transplants just last week. So make sure you check that out. But yeah, they'll get it done. I'm not worried about that at all. It's not a Packers thing. It's an NFL thing, but it'll get done. Carrie, how are you? Thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. Nags, having heard Ed Policy recently, has anything he has said surprised you? And he may see things differently than others before him. I can't say there was any huge surprise. Interesting that he said he's going to have meetings with the three guys, the head of football, or the GM, the cap guy, and the coach. He's going to do that weekly rather than every few weeks, which is what Mark Murphy was doing. Just interesting. That wasn't truly like a shock or anything, but as far as his kind of idea that he doesn't want any lame ducks, he's going to take this year and evaluate the guys and still wants to make sure that they're obviously A, winning football games, and B, staying in Green Bay, and strengthening the bond with the community. Those are all the things you want from a guy who, by his own words, says, you know, he wants to be a steward for the organization. Well, that's what the job is. That is perfectly a perfect summation of what the gig entails. So yeah, no, not really. Nothing too shocking or surprising there. It's funny you asked this, Brandy. What is the intent of getting everyone together and then splitting? Why not just start later? Funnily enough, there was a proposal. Was it this year or last year? About, I think, from the players' union about trying to do exactly that, right? Just start camp a lot earlier and then have the offseason be completely free for the players. Because mostly football people are control freaks, especially coaches, and they want their guys, their players in the building as much as possible. And if we're being real honest about it, it is, you know, a bit of a babysitting component. You're paying these guys, some of them millions and millions of dollars, others and hundreds of thousands of dollars. You want to make sure that you know where they are and what they're doing, making sure they're in the building working and practicing, and you know, they don't want them out far flung regions of the world. And that's why, you know, so many times we joke about this stretch here into July, late July, to start a camp, about holding your breath and hoping you don't get that call, etc. You know, for a long time, there was a lot more kind of in-house stuff there. The off season, the guys didn't have as much as far as free time, ability to get away from it all, etc. Now there's that was the union's one real big win in the last CBA, is getting a lot more free time, a lot less ability for the teams to connect or, you know, kind of talk football with the guys. But yeah, for the most part, I would be surprised if the league, if coaches and or owners even wanted to go that route. They like having as much control as possible, for lack of a better word, throughout the entire calendar year. You can debate about that, but that's mostly how that's what's driving that. JP, hope policy doesn't make the board approve LaFleur's game plan every week. Man, it's wild, but, you know, and I'm sure this is what you're alluding to, but, you know, Bart Starr had to go in front of the board, in front of the executive committee on Mondays and, you know, kind of justify his game plan and what he was doing and where things went wrong, etc. Imagine that. Imagine Matt LaFleur having to go in front of, like, Bergstrom or any of these, or Arians, you know, any of these other like businessmen, and explain the football stuff. Like, that's just insanity. That's why I said to Brian earlier, you know, I was kind of joking, but kind of not. Like, and Cliff Kristol has written about this. Cliff has written about this so many times. The less kind of intermingled, kind of cross-pollinated football and business are, the better the Packers have been. That is historical. That is just every single time. You can look at it throughout the years. When there is a hardened wall between football and business in Green Bay, sustained success usually follows. Not always. It's not perfect, but usually. Gaston, what's up? Are we keeping three QBs, Nags? I don't think on the 53. I think there's certainly a case to be made, depending how Allergisma balls out in camp. I think they'll do what they did last year. They'll have, you know, that battle, so to speak. And I think Jordan will be one and Willis will be two and somebody will be on the practice squad. That'd be my guess. We'll see who that is come camp. William James, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Appreciate you, man. Do you have a favorite 70s or 80s moment Packers-wise? Yeah, I get asked about this a lot, and you know, it's the big ones always jump, like the instant replay game. It's hard to beat, you know, Magic and beating the Bears and Lambeau. That's a tough one, man. That is a tough one to beat. I think is that Steelers game where he drops the touchdown and the Packers are in the playoffs. I think that's an 80s game. That one jumps to mind. You know, I know it's funny because like there's so few of them to kind of reminisce about. Most of the memories from the 80s are so upsetting and poor and bad. But yeah, a few jump out from time to time. I mean, anything having to do with Sterling Sharp, really. I mean, I just absolutely loved Sterling Sharp. You know, Lynn Dickey, Lofton, Jefferson. Anytime we got to see Lofton and Jefferson do a high five, you know, that gave me life as a kid. So those are the fondest memories in a sea of mediocrity, to put it kindly. Let's say that. All right, buddy, I'm gonna have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers on a Sunday with no games, but they're coming and training camp's coming, and I'll be covering it all for you guys as I do each and every year. As I said at the start, won't be having daily this week, but there will be content here on the channel. Make sure you're checking it out. Starting tomorrow morning, please do me a monster favor, hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everyone. Have a great week. Go Pack, go.